Everybody carried on at the grave cleaning today as if nothing were irregular, even though Meredith and Mark were all but packed to leave. I almost decided to bake a going-away cake for Meredith and Mark, but nothing I might write on the cake worked at all, so I brought my normal lemonade and brownies. Rhonda wore tight jeans and tighter blouse at the waist, exposing her midriff.
Come on, Mark, I'll race you.
I don't think she realized she was playing with dynamite.
Hey, Mark, where are you headed with that axe?
I'm gonna cut that wisteria from around those trees. Wisteria's gonna kill him. Wraps around him and chokes him.
Won't make any difference. You can't kill wisteria with an axe. Hey, Mark, walk me down the rock pile.
Why are you going down there?
Rocks around Tyree's grave. There ought to be four little ones where it needs two big ones.
Think there's any chance you staying in?
Nah. 2 years be plenty.
Huh?
See some action. You're the one who'll stay in, get to sleep in a bed, make big money.
Won't be bad. Well, I'll be glad to get the hell out of here.
Don't forget to go to church.
Yeah. Y'all decide when you go get married? If you get to Vietnam and get that over, then Ron will meet you in Hawaii. Y'all get married in Hawaii or something.
Listen, Mark. Why the hell did you have to tell me that about you and Rhonda?
What?
Skinny dipping, I mean. Why'd you have to tell me? You could have kept shut up about it.
Well, I don't know. Didn't think it made no difference.
Makes one hell of a difference. Wouldn't it to you?
Well, I don't know.
She never took me skinny dipping. What if I'd gone skinny dipping with some girl you were dating?
Oh, shit, Meredith. She's going to marry you.
Yeah, but you did that right under my nose.
That was a long time ago, Meredith, and she suggested it. I mean, it wasn't all just me, you know. It was us. I mean, hell, I was drunk. It's just some fun.
That's exactly what I know. It was just some fun. She suggested it. How the hell do I know what else she's done?
Well, I don't guess you do, Meredith. But she hasn't done anything with me, and she wants to marry you, Meredith. Why can't you just forget it?
You can't just decide to forget something.
Right, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I hope something as little as that don't keep you all from getting married.
You thought it was funny.
I didn't think it was funny in any way that matters. I mean, hell, Meredith, you used to think it was funny. You talk about Ron to get you hot, getting hot when we went frog gigging and stuff.
Shit, Mark, you don't...
You need a daddy or somebody to teach you about women.
If there's some way to forget about it, that's what I'd like to do.
Yeah, sure. Get that other rock. Let's go.
There you are. Y'all come eat. Everybody's waiting.
Well, here they come. Hey, y'all better come and get it before it's all gone.
Hey, everybody. I got an announcement. I'm going to be buried right over there. I want to make it official.
Graveyard is full. That was decided a long time ago.
Why?
Well, I don't know exactly. It just feels right. Well, one thing is way down here in the woods, and one of these days it's going to be all grown over with that wisteria vine. Well, I got me a plot at the church. You do too, don't you, Esther?
Oh, yes, big one for Mark and his family and all.
I know Hawk and Thibble got a plot in Florida, and we got that one out at Oak Hill.
Pretty out there.
Oh, yeah, well, I always wanted to be on that ride, looking out across that pretty scenery, Far Hill. Oh, this place always just seemed like a place to clean off. But I don't care. If you want to be buried here, it's fine with me.
It ought to stay like it is.
Yeah, everybody look here. X marks the spot.